5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders Podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's Come the on. Weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
And welcome to Geek Enders. It is January the 9th, I believe. Jesse is porting his beautiful face to us from the comfort of his hotel room.
Oh, hello. Today, I have a lisp, apparently, and I was not told that this microphone, I guess, is busted. So enjoy the funniest episode of this show ever.
Apparently, there are plugins you can get called de-essers that are literally supposed to fix this problem. But
no, I'm all right. I'll just get a new microphone. I've had this Blue Yeti since Kristen was in the office.
A long time.
Yeah. And I am assuming it's trash. However, when I tested this microphone to see if it would work, it didn't sound like this, whatever you're hearing right now.
Do you think it's like a variable combination? It's like the microphone plugged into this laptop.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I can't troubleshoot it now. So you're just all going to have to live with it and have a few giggles as Jesse sounds absolutely crazy. Yeah. So there you go. Perfect. Am I pleased? No. Am I fine? Yeah. So that's where I'm at. Yeah.
I'm just happy you're here.
Oh, you.
So, you know.
Thank you. Yeah. It's nice to be here. Yeah. You know who's not here? What happened to our boy Octo?
It didn't sync up, but we're going to try for next week because he has to respond to the beef.
Right. And he's not here. So, what is that? Cowardice? See, little baby boy?
Octo
thinks he's so tough.
You're the one who started the beef. I'm not going to say anything mean about my sweet baby boy, Octo.
Oh, right. Because you're a coward, too.
We said surrounded this was the year cowards. Of no beef, and you turned around and beefed immediately.
I'm surrounded by cowards who can't tell me that I have a lisp and instead are quiet. Not a friend of mine. No friends of mine.
I told you! The second we were on the call, I told you.
What do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean? What do you mean? Alex just messaged me and said, what are you talking about? You sounded fine after you fixed it. Fixed what, bro? How did I fix it? you know, I'm done. I'm going to go. I'm going to take up drinking.
That's crazy. I don't know, man. I have no answers. Also, this is a bit toxic. The second that you don't have somebody else to beef with, you beef with me immediately.
Why would you say that? I thought we were friends. I don't understand why you have to.
Do you see this man nesting into the beef? He sat back to get comfy. He loves it. He eats it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's crazy.
I don't understand why you feel it's necessary to hurt me so much when all I do, I'm in a hotel room right now. I'm in a chair that's incredibly uncomfortable, in a room that's a little too hot.
And a little too cold,
I hear. And a little too cold. And a little too cold. But I'm also, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I think of all the things I do for you, for you at home. And Dodger's going to side with Octo, who's never done anything for you. Ever. Never. He only cares about himself. Which, to me, makes it seem like you only care about yourself, Dodger. You don't care only about yourself, do you?
No, keep talking.
No, I just... I'm just asking questions.
I'm turning you up so people can truly hear everything. I don't want anyone to miss a thing. I don't want anyone to miss a thing.
Right, right. We don't want that.
No, definitely not. Do you want to tell everybody where you are, Goofball?
Oh, my God. I just want to say, for the record, Alex has been, like, a full-on, like, he's
he's crashing out, like...
I am, and I mean this, thrilled by that. Anyway... I'm at MAGFest here in lovely National Harbor, Maryland, I guess, right next to DC. So if they take me away, no, I probably didn't deserve it. But more importantly, it's been great. MAGFest is this convention that is basically video games plus music, and it's lovely. So during the day, there's all sorts of panels and like indie game things and weird, absolutely insane sort of like, I don't know how to describe it, like an arcade, but of weird indie games that people made specifically for the arcade, which is absolutely super fun. And then there's like at night, for I would say from 7 p.m. on, concerts and music and parties all night long.
That's so fun. I've never been.
And it, oh my God, it's great. The crazy thing is it starts Thursday and doesn't stop till Sunday. There is no downtime. There is something happening. There's something happening every hour of the day. Last night, I was downstairs at 1 a.m. and there was, I'm going to still say, several thousand people walking around, like people in cosplay, people going to raves, people going to like concerts, all sorts of stuff. Our intro done by Mega Ran. Mega Ran's here at MAGFest. I even have a thing that Friday night they got a 10th anniversary concert they're doing. They're doing like Buddy's Magic Dance Party because our man Mega Ran nominated for a Grammy, by the way. So,
damn.
Very impressive.
Hasn't he done a song? Didn't he do a song?
What do you mean, a song?
Mega Ran, didn't he do a song?
What? I already said that. Our song, the intro. Keep up. What are you talking about? I thought you were done. I was like, what? Did you go stupid? What are you referring to? What were you doing?
I missed that part. I was trying to tee you up, but I was teeing up nothing.
I already teed it up.
You teed. It was like, you teed and I missed it, and then I teed.
It was
an embarrassing volleyball game altogether.
Yeah, it's like if you put the ball on the tee, I swung and hit it, and then you came back and put the ball there again, and we're waiting for me to hit it, but I'm on first base. And I'm like, what are you doing? And you're like, well... What do you
and
anyway?
Where's my lovely tea? Yeah.
There are things here that I have never seen anywhere else, and I cannot stress how much I enjoy it. Yesterday, so they have a LARP room. Mm. And I was like, what the hell is in the LARP room? Surely it's going to be something absolutely goofy. Dodger?
Yeah.
I missed out on my calling. I got there too late. The LARP they had that day was a model UN, but it was model Pokemon UN. And the conceit of the entire thing was a new legendary Pokemon has just appeared. How are the different regions going to handle it? I was like,
that's amazing. What? That's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought that I missed it. I should have gone to that. Oh, that was,
I love nerds. That's so good. I love that so much.
It's pretty impressive. I was shocked I missed it. But yeah, they have all that stuff. And then every year, except for last year, because I was sick, I host a show called Versus, which is this ridiculous variety show. It's like a game show slash goofery session where people from the audience come up and compete for prizes and points and passes to the next MAGFest and all sorts of fun stuff. And the fun gimmick is, if they fail, whatever prize they were going to get is brutally broken and destroyed in front of them. So it's a good time. Good time all around. And so that's tonight and tomorrow night. So anyone who wants to go, it's me and Elsbeth. Our lovely Elsbeth is co-hosting. Amazing. So it's good stuff. I love it. Yeah, it's a good time. It's crazy. There are a ton of people here, but that's
offset.
How big is it?
Yeah, I know it's, you said it's 4 days, but like how many people
it's are we talking? Entire convention. It's the Gaylord Convention Center and Hotel in National Harbor, and it's like the entire thing. There is not a person, it's sold out. There's not a person in any of the hotels around this that doesn't look like the biggest nerd that ever lived.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it is nerd central over here. And it's great for me because they're all caught up in their panels or whatever, doing nerdy stuff. But no one is there at Nando's. Oh, there's a Nando's down the street. Oh, and I love it. I got a chicken burger the other day.
Yeah.
I'm going back today. I don't care. I'm enjoying myself.
Did I miss when Nando's started popping up in America? Have they been there for a while?
It's really only on the East Coast. There's a few maybe in Boston. There's some here, but like not the West Coast. We ain't got Jack over there. So, yeah, when I see it, I got to have it. And so, yeah, that's my plan today. I'm thinking about it already. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to go get Nando's. So, yeah, that's my afternoon. I'm pretty sure I have a meeting right after this, and then I'm jump down the street. Skip if he's – did he skip down the street to Nando's?
Yep.
And get some food and then host panels. So many panels.
Nice.
So
you're a busy boy.
Yep. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah. Tonight's gonna be nonstop. So I expect to be completely worn out.
Mm.
But that's fine. I like being worn out. Break me, convention. Break me.
Do you stay the whole time? Do you stay through Sunday?
Yeah, I am going to, I think Sunday, nothing's really happening that I have to do. So I'll probably go over to DC and like museum hop or whatever, check some stuff out.
Of course.
Try to like feed my history nerd side.
I was just going to say, feed your history brain. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait to wander around in the cold. I don't know. It's like not cold, but it's not warm. It's one of those temperatures where living in LA, you don't know how to react to it. So I brought a winter coat, but it's not cold enough for a winter coat.
Yeah.
But it's not warm enough for a t-shirt. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I have no clue. So, yeah. It's fun. I'm enjoying myself. And, it's great. The merch stuff is always fun because the merch is either the cutest thing you've ever seen or the horniest shit that ever existed. There is no in between.
Yeah.
Right. And it's great. I love walking around being like, I did not know a man could spread like that. And then I'll be over here and I'll be like, oh, look at that. That's such a cute Pokemon. What? Stop it. I look over here and I'll be like, oh, yeah, no, those two characters are definitely doing things I've never seen them do together. Like, oh, what do you, that's, look at that, like a shadow box art. That's so cute. Yeah, that's pretty much every convention.
Yeah, for sure. It's gotten to the point where when I do go to conventions, which is very rare now, but when I do go, I think to myself, how does anybody bring a child here? Because people do, they bring their kids. And I don't think I would bring my child into Artist Alley with a gun to my head. Like, it's a time bomb in there.
Yeah, it's wild. But
yeah,
for me, I enjoy that. Obviously, I don't have a child, and that's probably for the best. Because I will sit there and look at stuff. I still think about that one time. I think we were at TwitchCon, and there was in the Artist Alley, some guy had like full-on giant oil paintings of what appeared to be Princess Leia with like a big booty, like doing one of those like kind of like fly girl poses where she was like showing her ass, but then there's two buff stormtroopers with like their dicks out. And I was like, yo, how is this here, dude? I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Sometimes people will be like, no, 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 don't worry, I've censored it. And it's like a fully like butt naked person with like the tiniest little post-its over, over for like the nipples. And you're like, sure. Yeah, I guess that counts.
Mm-hmm. It.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's incredible. I love.
There's also at night, especially here, but I'm sure most conventions, because most conventions, I'm not like a night person. I'm in bed by 10 at the most.
Mm-hmm.
But here, there's stuff to do at night. So I'll walk around and I'll check out things and I'll get involved in stuff. But holy crap, there was, I assume, some sort of erotic rave or something, because the amount of people in just straight up lingerie walking around.
And maybe they're LARPing.
Maybe there was a late night vampire LARP.
Oh.
Like a Vampire the Masquerade.
That's
got to
be
LARP.
Where the lingerie was going. Surely.
It has to be. But there's also concerts and there's raves and things happening. And there's, oh man, there was like a live, well, I guess not live stream, but like games done quickish kind of. I think it's called MagFest, but things like that. Where
MagFest,
they,
that's smart.
Yeah. Even though Games Done Quick is happening right now, which, by the way, I've been listening to every night to go to sleep, and I just love it.
You love it.
But there's so much stuff happening here. But at night, it gets like, I don't know what that so much stuff is.
Mm.
Maybe I don't want to know what that so much stuff is. But I also enjoy, because it really reminds me that even the people who want to go out and dress up sexy, at a certain point, they don't want to do that anymore. And you can tell when you walk around and it's like 1 a.m. and there are people who dressed up in the lingerie and they're just trying to find literally any type of fabric to cover up. They're just like, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have. I was trying to be sexy, but I'm drunk now and I just don't care. And I don't want to do this anymore. And it's always funny to me because I'm like, yeah, that's just like when cosplayers get really excited for their cosplay, and then 2 hours in, they're like, this wig itches, the leather hurts, I don't want to do this anymore. And it's like,
I think you kind of have to have a, like a bailout plan, right? You need to have like a go bag, an outfit go bag. It's just like, all right, if I wear this for another minute, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah. I think the lesson here is, all hot cosplayers need to have a bag boyfriend. And gentlemen, now's your time. Get out there. Ladies, just find a guy. I don't even care. I'm here to wingman. Gents, get in there. Yeah, you'll carry a bag. Sure. That's the price you pay. That's what I'm saying.
A friend of mine went to like a party where the theme was like everybody was wearing, you know, like cool lingerie, but she wore like a big comfortable dress over top it to go to the party. And a bunch of people were like, no, you should just own it. Just go to the party in the lingerie. And I was like, bro, she's like, she just doesn't want to, like, what if it starts raining? Like, just let her wear the dress. It's very silly to me.
I think media has made us assume that that's a thing one can do. Like, oh, I'm going to wear this sexy outfit. Like, yeah, all right, you will look great for the photos. Mm. However, you will be incredibly uncomfortable the entire time. And those who are not, bless you, you're the heroes. You out there.
I'm just saying, if you get cold, you're so fucked.
Yeah.
Just have something else. That's all.
There's so many variables. Like, you have to bring different shoes. Like, I am not a high heel wearer, never have. But I can imagine it sucks ass. And so doing that.
High heels can be very comfy, but not for a long time.
Yeah, if you're doing a lot of walking, I can't imagine.
There's always a terminal point where you're like, I am taking these off.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it feels good. So I don't know. But yeah, so I've been seeing a lot of that
too. You should try wearing heels sometime.
No, I'm all right.
Just as a side note. Why not? No. You only have one life. No. Find out what it's like to wear heels.
No.
Why not?
I know. I get it. I need to walk in other people's shoes to know that I don't want to walk in other people's shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you don't need to sell me. Like, I don't need to be proven that I'm not made for heels.
This isn't me being like, you should hook yourself up to one of those things that makes you feel the pain of childbirth. That's what I'm just saying. Then you'd know what it's like to walk around in heels. That's all.
No. I don't want to know. I just know I wouldn't like it, so why would I want to do that? Why are you trying to set me up?
That you don't want to know. There's no curiosity there at all.
No. My feet need comfort. I don't want to cram them into like size 9s and be like trying to balance on these high heels. No, thank you. My feet, my little toesy woesies deserve the best, and I treat them well. I don't cram them in stuff.
They don't need to be crammed. Get your shoe size.
Why would I? So in this scenario, I'm going out to purchase. I don't buy things as is. So in this scenario, I'm going out to buy heels that are my size for one goof.
Not a goof. For the experience of knowing what it's like to be in heels.
I need you to look. All right. This just seems like
a really simple thing that you'll never get to experience unless you like put on heels. That's all.
I just looked at chat and I saw I like Lisp Jesse, and it got me and it threw me off. It threw me off.
Guys, we're trying not to remind him that he's Lisp Jesse right now.
dear God. All right.
Anyways. We can move on. You don't want to wear heels. That's fine.
No, I just don't. I don't not want to. I just don't care enough to go through with it. Does that make sense? Like, I just, it's not a thing I care about. Like, well, I have to know. I don't have to know.
Okay.
I understand it would be difficult for anyone to do it.
I don't want to do it. You keep talking like this is a trial. It's not a trial. I'm just saying. They feel different to walk in.
It seems to me like this entire episode is a setup where you gave me a lisp. No one else has given me a lisp. You gave me a lisp, and then you asked me questions like, do you want to get in high heels? And I'm over here like,
the lisp by Alex Fasciani.
And I'm over here just trying to lift my money. He told me that you were going
to have a lisp today. He told me.
The laptop camera is angled up, so I've got this like ridiculous jowl situation going on where now the lower half of my face, the angle is making me look like this is bigger than this, so now I got this big like ridiculous goober face with the lisp, and you're like, try high heels. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. And you're like,
when we hopped on the call, I was like, you look very nice. That wasn't an empty compliment. You do look very nice. You are seeing yourself.
You just think I would look better in heels.
I wouldn't know if you were wearing heels right now.
First off, admittedly, I think I would look better. It would define my calves, and I think that would be very hot.
It does make you like hold your glute situation different. Yeah.
I bet my ass would pop if I had heels on. Yeah. I'd have to get some tight skirts. Why are you trying to get me to buy skirts, Dodger?
You've worn a skirt. You don't need to do that. You've already worn a skirt. But if you haven't worn heels, I'm just saying, they are a different type of shoe. I feel different than other shoes. That's all.
I feel like there's a difference between the weird crap Maker Studios made me do.
What?
The weird sketches and things we did. There's a difference.
No. Then, like, I remember May, Jesse. I remember that.
That wasn't a skirt.
It wasn't.
May was a full
skirt.
Pantsuit.
But that was you. That was all you, man. There were no outside.
Yeah. And I made that ass pop.
And you did.
My ass popped. Blue, light blue on my butt pops. It pops.
Cheers to that.
And you don't have to convince me of this or tell me that I'm making it up, internet. Because what I know is when I was at BlizzCon as May, a delightful Asian couple approached me from behind thinking I was a sexy lady. And when I turned around, I was like, hey, what's up? They went, it was great. I think about that to this day because I know I was sitting there eating lunch and I was leaning over the table. My butt was sticking out. So they saw that and they were like, ooh, we got to take a picture with this hot cosplayer. And they rolled up to me and I was like, what's going on? And they were like, great. So what I'm saying is, I got it.
You've lived a
beautiful
life.
I got it in the tush. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I understand. So how are you? What's going on with you? What if I shut up now for a little bit? What if I stop talking and allow you to talk? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
I mean, nothing really. Nothing new.
Do you?
There's a bunch of leaks in my ceiling, so I've got pots and pans everywhere.
Why is it?
Why can I never have peace?
Why is it every time I ask you about your life, something so dramatic is happening? Not just like, well, you know.
It's not dramatic. It's just a leaky roof.
It feels like you're in the house from the Money Pit. Like everything that could happen is happening. And it's like, well, yeah, no, we got a leaky roof. My door was, I had to wear coats because I didn't have a door. Like you moved to England and also the 16th century.
But we have a boiler and I have a door and we ripped out all the old gross carpet and it's getting replaced this next week. I'm making improvements in my life. Jesse?
You literally just the other day posted, I got dogs and cats and a kid. I deserve a medal or whatever you said. And I was just like,
it's because, yeah, I was in the kitchen. My kid was on the fucking skateboard going in circles around me, trying to tell me facts about brains while both cats were meowing and my dog was barking. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I adore everyone in this room. And I also wish that they would all breathe. And not be trying to talk to me at the same time. This is crazy.
It just, you seem to be overwhelmed by the situation that is just your life.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for you, but I also had to give you a little because how dare you?
What do you mean how dare I?
It's just funny to me. You were like, all these things I wanted. Boy, what a problem they are.
I adore
all these joys I've brought into my life. I hate them.
That is not what I said. But I do think when my mom was visiting, we pulled out the old baby gate and put the baby gate up so that none of the animals could come in the kitchen. And I really think that we should have just kept it there. I think I'm going to put it back up there.
Your mom had like a solid idea. Left. Which, by the way, when your mom was there, you told me numerous times, man, having my mom here rules. She is laying down the law. She's like running the show. It's great. The minute mom leaves, you're like, nah, you're basically every restaurant Gordon Ramsay
That's
went
not
to.
What happened. That's you not are what
every,
happened.
Every I am time not Gordon nightmares. Comes in.
No, that's not what happened.
You are 100% kitchen nightmares. You I'm literally not. Just had your own kitchen nightmare where a kid was skateboarding around you in the kitchen while dogs and cats are barking at you. You literally no. had a kitchen nightmare.
No. Okay, look. This isn't going to make it any better. There's no way for me to explain it a way where it's better. It just makes it worse. You know what I'm just not going to say?
No, you have to. You have to now.
So as you know, we live out in the country.
Sure.
And we had a bug problem.
Well, hold on. No, I'm gonna let you keep going, please.
We had a bug problem in the house. We had specifically a very minor flea problem in the house, and so I had to move the baby gate from the kitchen to in front of the stairs so that the animals couldn't go upstairs, so that I could treat the carpets. Because I didn't know which animal had the fleas. So I had to wash all of the animals, give them all a different flea treatment, because clearly the flea treatment they had, the fleas have like adapted to get through. And then I had to treat all the carpets. And I was like, if this new treatment with the animals doesn't work and they get on the carpet, then it's all going to be for fucking nothing. So I have to separate them from where carpeting is. But I realized in the moment that if I was like, no, 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 Jesse, you don't understand. I moved the baby gate to deal with the fleas. That did not make it sound like I was not kitchen nightmares. That made it sound like I was absolutely kitchen nightmares.
So. When I say this, I say this with like, I don't mean this to sound mean. But just based off the evidence I'm getting from everything you've told me about what is happening on your farm, Doctor, I don't think God likes you. It seems like you are getting hit with literal biblical plagues. And I want to know what you
did. I've got the rats. I've got the fleas.
When fireballs start shooting from the sky, I'm going to be like, I don't even know this girl. I don't know what you're talking about. You'll just see me in church for the first time in forever.
I've always hated her.
I'll be in church like, yo, I believe now, dude. I've never seen anything like this.
Oh my gosh. And my office flooded again. So we had the flood.
How is this possible? It genuinely sounds like you're getting hit with biblical level plagues.
I don't know.
You're just tolerating it. I must let you know, every time you tell me what's happening on the farm, I'm like, I'd burn that place to the ground and move to the city. I would burn it down. I'd take the insurance money and run.
I'm fucking crying.
What do you mean? Well, I had to move the baby gate because the fleas.
Because the fleas.
The craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, life, I'm going to let you know, not for me.
I know. May this life never find me. That's why it's the segment is called that. One of these days, we will have fixed everything to the point that it's a perfectly normal house that just happens to be in the woods. It's just the woods and the countryside keep trying to creep inside the house and winning. And one day we'll win. One day we'll win.
I don't know how to tell you this, but in the end, nature wins all the time. So I don't it's a
nature
happy
healing
dream.
Means we lose. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. No matter what, we're gonna lose. So at least it gives you something to do.
It sure does.
So I'm gonna assume while taking care of children and animals and a house. Mm-hmm. Did you have any time to play games? Did you do anything that enriched your soul?
Really, just Hades. It's still just Hades.
You've been like pounding out Hades. Is that your like playtime? What's your
It's inflated. It's inflated because I pulled a Dodger. I just left it open, so I have no idea.
Right.
But I think I'm on night 75, maybe. 80.
What does
it measures in the game? It like measures your playtime. Your runs are nights. So I think I've done around 80 nights.
Okay.
So I still can't tell how close I am to getting the credits, but who knows?
So you've held off on Deltarune until you beat Hades.
No, I'm starting Deltarune next week. It was just this week, there were just too many things going on. So I was like, I'm going to start this next week when I can actually do like good chunks, you know, okay. of stream. Because doing like 2 hours of Deltarune and then being like, okay, I have to go take my dog to this appointment, like that would suck.
I mean, maybe that's what you need. It's like little short boys, like a little 2 hour, get it, like start Deltarune stream, hang out. Play a little bit and then peace out. Be like, I'll come back tomorrow. Cause then you can have like kind of a stress-free experience because people won't expect a lot of stuff to get done during a day. And you can like just go through it a little bit at a time and absorb it, you know? Rather than an 8 hour session of deep diving Deltarune.
But the counter, the like flip of the coin to me is or try to get it done as quickly as possible because I'm basically going to be locking down chat as much as I can. I'd rather not have to do that for very long.
Or don't lock down chat. Play for 2 hours and milk the shit out of it. Just let all the fans come and chat away. Don't look at chat. Don't look at chat, just let your monitors deal with it. Let all the fans of Deltarune come, the good, the bad, let them fight with each other. Let them just be the worst. But then you get in there and you have fun and you play Deltarune on your own. And then you give them little 2 hour stints, keep them addicted to that Delta crack. And they keep coming back.
Delta crack.
They keep coming back and watching. You can keep that going until they release the new parts of the game, the new chapters. Yeah. I think you could do that.
I would feel so bad for my mods, though.
Nah, they're not even people. I'm trying to see if the mods will do something in chat right now that I just slandered them, and I want to see what they'll say.
Poor mods.
I'm trying to start beef with your own mods.
Don't
listen
to him. Are
they going to ban me? No,
I don't think
I'm
they
sure
can ban
great.
You. Aren't you VIP? Maybe they can ban VIP. It would be weird if you couldn't ban VIP. If a VIP person could come in and just start talking a bunch of shit and no one could do anything about it, that would be an issue.
They're saying they can ban me. Don't do that. I love you guys. You're great. I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it, baby. You know I love you, girl. It's fine. I didn't mean it. Yeah.
What are you playing? I know you've been at MAGFest, but like,
Oh my God. So I have this delightful device that I'm on right now.
Okay.
And on it are, I discovered that I had an account filled with old tower defense games.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh my God. And they are like 13 years old. The games are, hold on, I'm going to shrink you down and try to look at my games. They're straight up like Kingdom Rush, Kingdom Rush Origins, and Kingdom Rush Frontiers.
Yo, these are games, the Kingdom Rush games.
Yes, that I have not touched or played in. I looked at the time and it was like 2013. I was like, whoa. So I went back through and I started playing them again. And man, I love them. I am a big sucker for tower defense games. Always have been, always will be. I don't know. I couldn't tell you why. It's like the strategy plus instant gratification of my strategy paying off, I think, is like the thought there. But man, I enjoy it tremendously. And I also like they have little heroes, and you have to send the heroes to do things. And that's,
yeah.
So I've been literally, because I've been traveling, so I've only had access. I can't play, you know, something major. Although I did mess around with the Final Fantasy 14, like New Year's event.
Oh, yeah.
They have their little, they get, you know, you go and you get your fortune.
Yeah, yeah. What was your fortune? Did you have a good fortune?
It was good. Last year, bad fortune. Last year was like, yikes. This year, good fortune. But the crazy thing is, all my fortunes have been good. I mean, getting a lot of like pop-ups and notifications and things on the internet. They're like, you're 2026 for it. I'm like, well, obviously I have to know. So I clicked them all. And all of them are like, 2026 is your year, boy.
I don't know if they say that now?
To everyone. Sure, yes. What's going to happen to you?
New Year's fortune.
Every single one of them is like,
generator.
It's going to be your year. 2026 is it for Cox. This is the year. All of them, across the board. Which, to me, the first thought I had was, and they're just saying that to everybody. You know what I mean? Because I usually think most fortunes are complete BS. But now I'm suckered into the fact that all of mine have been hyper positive, which I need in 2026. I want this. I want to succeed like never before, is what one of them told me. What that means and in what field, I don't know. But it's my year, baby.
Okay. I have to choose a life aspect that I want a fortune for.
Ooh, okay. What is one aspect you care about?
So let's what are the options? There's like health, career, food for some reason, study, love, lost
items. You're married, you don't need love.
I'm gonna do health.
All right, health, that seems fine.
It broke.
This well, it's been bad. Nice knowing you. It's been nice, and I will carry on the podcast. I'll get Octo to co-host or some shit.
Well,
it'll be fine.
Okay.
Rip.
This is what happens when God hates you.
If you show up to this show with boils on your body, and you're like, yeah, there were frogs in the backyard today, I'm letting you know I disavow all knowledge of you. And I will be like, this evil. Yeah. If you like, you're in trouble, girl. What's going on with you?
We live next to the marshes. We already had frogs.
Now I'm terrified that if I say, like, it'd be crazy if your water turned red, and then
Just stop talking, please.
You're like, our water's always been red. I'll be like, what? Yeah, it's been tinted, and it, like, tastes a little like blood. It's wild.
No, but it's just because it's hard water. It's just because it's hard water, you know?
We bought a filtration system. It's
very
fine.
Normal. It's the rust in the water.
Sure. Super normal. Oh man, you are.
So your New Year's stuff is all good though. Let's ignore mine. Your New Year's stuff is all good.
Yes. It all was just like, everything's going to be great. Don't worry about it. Don't stress. That's honestly, it was not even like you have to try. You know how most of them are kind of like most predictive things or fortunes hit you with that thing that's like, hey, it's going to be good. But in order to succeed, you must do this thing, right? It's like when people watch a weight loss drug commercial and it's like, along with healthy eating and working out.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And you're like, well, yeah, okay. Same vibe is what I think. Except this year, all my forces are like, it's your year, baby. Just do your thing. Don't even stress. And I'm like, well, this doesn't seem normal. Every single, even in Final Fantasy 14, it was like, good things will come your way. And you know, it has sort of line by line kind of like,
yes.
Right, and it'll tell you like in combat or like in fortune or whatever. All of them were just like, have it your way, my dude. I was like, what do you mean?
Live it up, buddy.
Every single one has been positive. And honestly, I'm here for it. I don't know what this means for me in the end because I feel like it's all a lie. And right. If this time in September, I'm like, it's the worst year I ever had. I've lost everything. Then, you know, once again, I'm proven right that I don't trust fortunes. But for this moment.
But right now.
I'm feeling it. Any type of fortune that says I'm going to do well without having to do a damn thing. That's where I'm at. It literally said something along. One of them said, this year, your friends will come to appreciate you for the talent that you are. I was like.
Aw.
What does that even mean? Do they not appreciate me before?
Right.
Which friends? I was like,
what friends are we talking about here?
It's like when Subway was like, our bread is finally bread. Like, what do you mean? What was it before?
What was it before? Yeah.
Same thing.
I get you.
I was like, all right. I mean, that's cool. I don't know if these are fortunes, but it was like, are you a Taurus born on this date? And like this birth year, then this is your, in all of it across the board was just like, it's going to be banging, bro. 2026, you about to really take off. I'm like, to where? It's all vague,
yeah,
but it was like hyper positive in a way I've never seen before. Fortune. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
I was looking to see when we swap over to Year of the Horse. It's February 17th.
All right, so not yet. I don't not have yet. A good, not till, we still have plenty of time for it to all crumble down before yeah. I
but
build
once,
it back up.
Once we're in Year of the Horse, that's when it all activates.
Yep.
Umamusume fans, get ready.
There's a lot of Umamusume stuff here at the con. A lot of girls dressed up as horse girls. I've seen a lot of that.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, and a lot of characters I don't know, which just shows you how out of the loop I am. Like a ton of, there's been, I think we've had this
horse
conversation
girls you
before.
Don't know, or?
No. Just characters across the universe of anime or games or whatever. I think we've had this conversation where sometimes I can't tell if it's someone's cosplay or just how they've chosen to dress.
Yes.
And I don't ever want to approach someone and ask them, oh, what's that from? Because I fear deep down they're going to be like, my closet?
This is just how I dress, Jesse. So
yeah, I don't want to have that awkward situation. So I just, okay.
Mm.
That's an outfit choice. But I can't tell because then there'll be groups of people and someone's dressed in like basically a bikini and then someone's dressed in like a sweater vest and then someone's dressed in a giant top hat. And I'm like, is this all from the same thing? Is it like, I clearly don't know what this is, but I can't tell if you went as a group or just friends who all dressed as three different things and then showed up together. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Hmm. But I enjoy seeing it all. I think it's neat. I'm like, oh, look at that. That's so well made.
People really go all out.
Or bought.
That's awesome.
Yeah. in their closet. I don't know. It could just be an outfit they got at, I don't know. What's a place people shop? Spencer's Gifts. That's right. They went to Spencer's Gifts right by the dildos
in the year of
the
our
back,
Lord, 2026.
They bought their outfit right next to the shot glasses and the dildos. And they were like, dang, I'm wearing this to the con.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh my God. I went to, so for a tool for this video, I went and bought a bunch of toys that I saw at stores that were for Gen Alpha, right?
Okay.
And while I was buying these toys, which by the way, I don't, Krendor roasted me because he was like, well, you don't use your imagination. The toys are, they aren't toys. In my mind, a toy is something you can accessorize or move or play with that like does something. These, all of them, everything I saw was either a blind box and or a like a statue that you would put in the background of your stream. You know what I mean? Like little mini figs.
Little mini figs, yeah.
Yeah, and they, all of that. And in my mind, I was like, are the kids just getting like, this is this one streamer's minifig, and this is this other hello! Which I guess is what they can do, because, yeah, you know, I would do weird shit with stuff as a kid. But to me, I was just like, if when I was a kid, I wanted this specific thing. And if all it is blind boxes, you're not getting the specific thing you wanted. You're just getting whatever random crap is in the box.
Yeah,
and whole thing is weird to me.
I'm not against blind boxes in general. I am against everything becoming a blind box. Right, because we talked about this either last week or the week before, and I saw that there were blind bags being made that had like three or four different types of Sonic themed hair scrunchies. And I was like, just sell the hair scrunchies.
Exactly. There must be some metric somewhere where someone figured out that people like the idea of gambling for something they'll want.
Well, yeah. And if they really want the Shadow the Hedgehog hair scrunchie and they get the bag and they got the Tails hair scrunchie instead, are they going to then start saying to themselves, well, if I get another one, I'll probably have a better shot of getting, right? Like, they want you
to genuinely think that's the
buy as many as you need to get the thing you actually want, which is annoying.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, as a kid, I remember being like, I want this specific toy. I want this specific thing. And the only thing I could think of that was similar is they used to have Battle Beasts when I was a kid, which were those guys where they were little tiny, I don't know, like buff animals, like anthropomorphic dudes. And they had a little thing on their chest. And when you pressed it, it was one of those heat sensitive things that revealed what their element was.
Yeah, yes. And
so you could get like a shark, but when you pressed his chest, it'd be like wood. And I hated the wood guys. For some reason, I was like, why would my snake be team wood? That's stupid, right? And so I would always want specific ones. It's like, oh man, I want this fire cobra. He's cool as hell. And I could never get him because it was all random. And so it's that kind of thing. It's the closest I can think of. And I remember hating that. I loved Battle Beasts, but I hated the randomness of it because I wanted a specific Battle Beast.
Yeah.
And I never got him. Not to this day, never got him. And I think about that when I see all the blind box stuff and all the weird crap. And man, the one thing I learned is that if it's a blind box and it's at Walmart, it's going to have a YouTube's face on it. There's going to be some YouTuber associated with it. And holy crap, there are so many. It's people that we know. It's people that I have no clue who they are. It's crazy. I think I hit the point that if you hit 10 million subscribers, you must create a blind box. Like, you must. It is required by law. And what's in that blind box? Who knows if it has anything to do with you? So a great example is one of our longtime compatriots over at Maker, Afmal, who is an absolute sweetheart, who I love to death, has a blind box. But her content is Minecraft storytelling. But the blind boxes are little tiny cute cats. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is the A to B to C here? Like, how do we get here? What am I missing about the process of Minecraft to cute cats? I guess it doesn't matter at the end of the day. But to me, I'm like, shouldn't it be something that relates to what you're doing? If you're going to sell your face on it, you know what I mean?
Sure. I would say that if you're making something like this that's going to be in a bunch of stores, because I do see little AFMAP blind boxes at stores here as well, you're probably told, well, you don't want only people that watch you to buy them. You want them to have a broad appeal, right?
Sure.
So what, like, aesthetically is AFMAP associated with? Really cute stuff, right? So make a bunch of adorable cats. People that like AFMAU are going to be like, oh my gosh, I want the AFMAU cats. And people that have no idea who AFMAU is, it's not like she's putting her face on them.
Sure.
They say AFMAU, but it's not like it's got like you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, people who have no idea who she is are still like, oh my God, a box where I'm going to get one of these cute cats, you know.
On the flip side, though, right next to it is like, Cindy Lou Who's or whoever the hell is. And it's a face, and then it's like sand. I'm like, you can just sell sand and put your face on it? There's other ones where it's like a little, like Lincoln Logs. And it's got some dude's face on it. He's like, I like building. And it's some YouTuber. I looked them all up, and I was like, yeah, no, they all have over 10 million subscribers. The minute you hit over 10 million, you must sell a blind box. That's like the Illuminati deal you sign when you get successful on YouTube. It's crazy. And the entire aisle was these blind boxes. But the entire aisle, like next to it, in the aisle next to it was like Transformers and G.I. Joes and action figures and Barbie dolls, normal toys. But this one aisle of all YouTuber content. Mm. Or a YouTuber, you know, toys was all blind boxes and all figures. Like, not, they didn't move, they didn't do shit. They were just little tiny figures. The only person who had movable action figures was Mr. Beast, which upset me because I was like, I don't like that. I like that he has things that move and do stuff and you can put them together and recombine them. And I was like, I don't want to give him credit for this. Like, I don't want to.
I hate that this is a good toy.
Yes, but all the other, they weren't toys. They were just little figures. And I guess, I don't know. Maybe I'm too old. And my imagination's dead and it's been killed off. But something about the idea of getting a bunch of blind boxes and getting figures and then just like, what do y'all do with them?
So my kid has gotten minifigs before or stolen my minifigs if I was like, sent something and I was like, yeah, you can have it, sure. And yeah, that's exactly what she did. They don't have to move around. She just does beep 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 beep. You know, she takes them to the dollhouse and they live in the dollhouse and they're tiny, so I guess they're babies. She puts them in the crib and, you know, like,
sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what little kids do. They just dink dunk dink. I'm going to the store. You know?
Kids are stupid, man.
Except there's one thing that she spent some of like her book money on that was a blind box. And I was like, okay, take a look at the options on this box and make sure that no matter which one you get, you're going to be fine with it. And she was like, yeah, they're all cute. I was like, okay, then fine. And she loves that thing. So like, it's the first time that she's sort of behaved with it like it's a collectible. So she took it out and was like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. And immediately in this situation, her imagination went to, I have to build something cool for this to live in. So instead of playing with the thing, she took a bunch of cardboard and shit and like made it a house for it to just sit in. So
that's cute.
You know, honestly, like either way, she's playing with it. But yeah.
Like, honestly, my hypocritical side is going to show up here right now. And I'm going to say, I think that's much more fun than just getting one of those, like, glass or whatever, plastic boxes and putting a figure in it and putting it on a shelf.
Yeah.
Having a little home for it, that's cute. It's like when you see someone do a whole Christmas, like, you know, baby Jesus thing, but they build the whole, like, manger and they do that.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't need to do all that. And then they put it on their mantle and like, I made Jesus a home.
Yeah.
It's like, that's sweet. That's fun.
The only blind box thing that I continually go for is Smiskies. I love them. They have a specific place in my house that they go.
What is a Smisky?
Smiskies, they're Japanese blind boxes. They're little green men that glow. You'd probably recognize them if you saw them.
We have them in the office. I know exactly.
I love them.
Yeah, I don't know their names, but they showed up in the office one day. This is not even a joke. Someone who either works or visited the office left us a bunch. There's one in the bathroom who's like washing his hair. There's one on like a shelf. There's a bunch of them, and we don't know how they showed up. They just appeared. I did not know they were called Smiskies or whatever.
The only person that I know that had a bunch of them and was like either giving them to people or leaving them in people's houses was Kriken. Did Kriken ever come by your office?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Maybe once, but I genuinely think it was one of the people that worked here and then left.
Hmm.
And they, as like a parting gift to us, bought us a bunch of weird little guys and hid them around, which again is something I've been a part of before. Mm-hmm. When I remember Davis was dating this girl and she was like, do you think it's fine if I buy a bunch of little rubber ducks and hide them around his house? And I was like, yes, I do. I think it's very fine. How can I help? So, and he's still finding ducks. There was like 1,000 rubber ducks.
I love
He's still finding ducks to this day. And so I feel like I'm fine with it. And they're not, you know, they're little tiny cutie pies. But it's also really weird that I don't know why they're there. They just appeared one day. Yeah. And I was like, what are these things? They're cute, so I'm not going to care. But also, now I know that they're a thing and you love them.
I do love them.
Probably fitting. You know, it sounds like it was probably Kristen. I'm not going to lie. She seems like a compatriot of yours. Yeah.
Could have been Kristen. They're so fun. I love them. And I was talking to lovely friend of the show, Oreo Zima, Danny. And Danny was like, did you know that there are now Smisky touch lamps? And I was like, you mean? Because where the Smiskies live is the bathroom, because I want a bunch of tiny little green boys staring at you while you pee. And I was like, are you telling me that while peeing, there could be a touch lamp, and when you touch it, it goes completely dark, and they all stare at you while glowing? That's fun.
I went to go look it up. And there's one of them. Is he just laying there sexily?
They're cute. I love them.
He's like, oh, hey. What's good? Hey, somebody has a frown, which I'm not sure I like that. But this one's cute. He's worrying, but he's got a little cat on his head.
I love it. I love them.
It's fun. Yeah, that's fun.
And it's the same rule as what I told Clark. If I look at the Smisky box for that series, typically I'll be happy with any of them, whichever one I get, you know. If it's a blind box and they don't show you what could potentially be in there, I think that's a huge red flag. I would not buy that.
I think, so one of the things I saw, by the way, you've absolutely sold me. I'm going to say completely I was wrong. Kids, enjoy your weird blind boxes with YouTube celebrities on them. You sold me on this. Clark has single-handedly turned me around, brought me back, returned my imagination to me. And I'm like, all right, sure. You've sold me on this. Before I was a grumpy old man, and now my heart grew 3 sizes that day. But what's weird about this is all of them, every single one when I opened them up, except for Athmau's, which told you everything you could get, all the other ones were like, here's 5 that will show you and 4 mystery ones.
Mm.
Or here's 5 that will show you and 6 that are coming soon. What does that mean? Why are you coming soon us in your damn blind box? When do you mean coming soon? Now? What is it? That I still draw the line at. I'm fine. You know what? You sold me on kids living their lives. You made me have a flashback to a memory just now that I'd forgotten for years. Where I, as a kid, would take Nintendo powers. And I had one of those light box things that you could trace.
Yes.
I would trace over characters in the Nintendo Power, cut it out, and have little Nintendo Power adventures with characters across multiple Nintendo games. You made me remember, and I'm
That's
letting
so
you know
cute.
you unlocked a part of me that I had buried, and it's out. It's out now. It's out now. But I still draw the line. I still have to draw the line at mystery. Like, no, no, no. You should be able to know what you're getting. Even if you don't get it, you should be able to know. The whole, like, who knows? There's mysterious ones. That's trash. Yeah. That's trash.
I think the most malicious one is they take whatever, LOLs do this a lot. They'll take whatever design they know is their best design. And that's like plastered all over the whole thing. And then the kids will be like, I want that. I want that doll, but inside is not that doll, right?
Dude, honestly, that's the one complaint I had about the Mr. Beast toy, is while the Mr. Beast toy is fascinating because it's like Beast Lab, combine all these little guys and make super guys or different guys. Everything being sold on the packaging was, you're going to get three separate parts to form something, but it's not going to be, you know, a complete guy, it's going to be different parts for different guys, is what it's sold on the packaging. When I got it, I opened it up, and inside are three separate packages, but in each of those three separate packages are parts for the exact same guy. So at the end, I had like a Mr. Beast Rhino Man, but the Mr. Beast Rhino Man, in my mind, I was like, cool, but I thought I was going to collect parts of him from other ones. So why is it in multiple packaging hidden with no, like, you don't know what you're going to get in another bigger jar to hide that it's multiple parts of packaging? I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get like one arm would be blue and the face would be like of a leopard and the tail, you'd have a tail of like a, I don't know, like a dolphin or something. And then you're going to have to put it all together. It's like, oh, well, it's not like a normal guy. So wacky. But if you want to get other guys, no, that's not what it is at all. It's just you get one guy and then you can pull him apart if you buy another guy. And now you have two weird looking. I was like, you didn't market this well at all. I thought I was getting something totally different.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Toys, man.
Toys, the kids, man.
With that said, this is very hyper-specific to just content creators and YouTubers or whatever, because the next aisle over was all the old stuff that everyone has always loved. You could still buy your weird dinosaurs and your, like, it's just this one. I'm not, this isn't like Jesse says all toys are shit. Toys rule, have always ruled. And if you go one aisle over, you will find those awesome toys. But for some reason, it was just like, why are we selling sand with just a person's face on it from YouTube? That seems crazy to me. Because a bunch of YouTubers
play with sand and slime and shit.
Honest to God, that must be it. You could
play with the same sand and slime that I play with.
The thing that I worry is that all of that sales stuff, that if you go to their YouTube channel, that's all their YouTube channel is them hawking their products.
Oh, sure.
And I know that we...
Some channels, for sure.
We have known people who have gone down that route where they start selling products, and then their entire channel becomes them talking about the products they're selling.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. Like, all right. I mean, if it's your brand, it's your brand. Make your buck. But it always rings weirded to me because I'm like, all right. You're not really like YouTubing. You're infomercialing now.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Like, okay, cool. Have fun. But it's not the same. We're no longer in the same space.
Yeah.
What you're doing, what I'm doing is a different beast entirely.
A different Mr. Beast.
Go to his amusement park in Saudi Arabia.
No, yo, don't do that.
I watched this guy. So I realized there's a certain type of content that is rich guy does a thing.
Okay.
And I watched this guy. I think the video will come out next week. And I feel bad because he doesn't seem like a bad dude. Mm-hmm. Everything about him seems fine. But all of his content is stuff like, today I went and worked a normal job. And you're like, oh? And in my mind, I thought, okay, this guy's going to be a complete mess. He's going to go there and be like absolutely just, you know, an ass to everyone. And he just went around and like, today I worked at Best Buy. But the gimmick is he doesn't actually get the job. He just goes to work there. So he dressed up like the employees and then offered to help people. He wasn't screwing with anyone. He wasn't like trying to be an asshole like you would imagine people are. It was just hyper weird. Like the content was, today I worked a job until they kicked me out for trying to help. And I was like, this is so weird. Yes. And I was like, he seems like a fine person, but I feel bad criticizing him for being absolutely tone deaf. I was like, this is one of the things he did was he's like, I'm going to dress up as an elf and go help Santa at the local mall until they kick me out because I don't actually belong there. And the entire time I was like, do not put this out into the world that, hey, everyone, dress up like an elf and go hang out with kids at the mall. Like, that is crazy. I was like, what are you doing, dude? All of his content was like this.
Oh, my God.
Everything was like this. There's one where he's like, I went to Mr. Beast's amusement park to check it out. First off, you would have to have flown out there to then check out the thing. And then it was clearly just an ad for Mr. Beast's amusement park. But sure. The way he sold it was like, rich guy does fun thing. And as I watched it all, I wasn't offended. I wasn't like mad at him because it was inoffensive content. Like literally he goes to Best Buy and he tries to help this girl find a mouse. Like she's like, I want this mouse pad or like this, you know, and he's like, oh, I don't know. Let me get help. And he goes and gets someone to help her. And he's not doing anything. Like he goes to IKEA. And he gets a job at IKEA where he dresses up as an IKEA employee and then like walks around trying to help people. Except half the people clearly can see he has a microphone on and there's a dude filming him.
I was literally going to ask, like, isn't it obvious that he's making content? Because
so most people clearly avoid him. And so he's like, I wonder how long I can stay here until I get caught. I'm like, dude, everyone's walking away because either one, you're filming content, they don't want to be involved, or two, they think you're a genuine crazy person.
Right.
And they're like, no, I'm all right. And so he's doing all these things. But the thing that I found most offensive is like at the end of the day, it was just boring. Like he wasn't doing anything. It was literally rich guy leads normal life.
Right.
And then it would cut back to his home. And it was this, there's one thing I'm going to put every YouTuber on blast for. If you are successful on YouTube and you buy a house, fill it with stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Hate
buying a gigantic house just for the sake of buying a gigantic house and then not putting anything in it is wild.
He literally has a giant room. He's empty, except like one giant plushie. And then, like, in the back corner, half of a bed you can see. The rest of it's this massive, empty room. I see more of that now as I watch this, like, Gen Alpha, Gen Z content, which is people who made a bunch of money, bought a big house, and they don't have things to put in it. So you're like, then why did you buy the big house?
Yeah.
Well, because my accountant said I got to spend the money on something. It's an investment or whatever the hell idea they had. I'm like, that's crazy to me. And so what's funny is it keeps flashing back between him like, yeah, no, I'm going to go work at Target. And then it flashes back to him in this giant room with it. And he's like, yeah, so if I get caught, who knows what will happen? And every time, because he's not going there. Like you see on TikToks or whatever, was the guy who goes in and is like blowing on guys' ears or trying to cause problems or knocking stuff over in a store or like trying to cause drama. He's literally just trying to help people. And I was like, well, surely this is going to be interesting. Nope. Watching someone do a job of like just regular job and thinking it's like, whoa, I can't believe I'm doing this. It's so weird.
Well, here's the thing is like, I have, to be honest, I have legitimately watched content that's like, I'm a fucking normal person and here's what it's like at my work for a day, right? And a person who actually knows what their job is and is actually doing their job is going to be more interesting than rich guy wants to know what it's like to be a poor, right?
Yes. Like,
condescending rich guy wants to live in the shoes of the people. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah, he spends one part of it like as a greeter outside of a store. And he's like, hey, welcome. And I'm like, so the content here is you just doing something another person's paid to do, except you're doing it for free until they realize you don't work there? That's the gimmick? That's the video? It's like, what a stupid video. And yeah. I felt bad because the entire time I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But this guy seems nice. Like, I don't want to be like, what an idiot this guy is. But it's also like, why'd you make this? For who? And I want to say for who, but on the first day, it had like a million views already on day one.
I don't understand.
So people are watching it. As Krendor would call it, normie content. He gets so upset when he's like, these normie content. Which genuinely makes me think that somewhere there's like, you know, mom with the Karen cut watching it. Like, it's so silly. Look at him. Like, I don't know why. But it's very weird. Yeah. Look, if you're wondering, Jesse, why are you starting beef this year? Because my fortune told me it was my year and I can't lose.
You can't lose. Can't you might as well just lose. Go for it.
Come for me. I'm invincible in 2026. You better wait till 2027 because I'm untouchable, y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
It's my year.
I'm realizing, speaking of you doing fun things, I'm realizing that we've hit the point where we need to wrap up. Did you have any news you wanted to talk about, or should we just go straight to
it? I do have news.
Okay, let's do news.
Sure. I took the time, and by God, I will. I wrote a note for you as well.
Okay.
Last week, you mentioned hearing stuff in cars and how people should not, you know, have it as loud as it is, or at least check and see how loud it is. I went on Monday this past week. I went and got like a nice avocado toast thing, you know, before work. Uh-huh. And when I was at it's like a little French pastry place, and they make a mean avocado toast. Anyway, I was there. I got coffee. But in the parking lot, there's this woman who came out with me. So I'm getting in my car the same time she is. She closes her door. And I'm still outside because I'm like trying to figure out if I'm going to like, I don't know. It was a whole situation. The parking was terrible is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And this guy next to me had parked a little too close. So I was like, Anyway, she closes the door. Within moments, is in a full-on fight with someone in the car. On the phone, and I could hear everything.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah. I experienced it right after you said it. Anyway, news for today. On Thursday, January 22nd, Xbox is hosting a streaming event at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. in the UK, with three confirmed games so far and one mystery game. It's going to have Forza Horizon 6, Fable, this new game from the Pokemon devs, Game Freak, called Beasts of Reincarnation, which is a game set in a near future Japan in the post-apocalypse that looks very Souls-like.
Okay.
Yeah. And then a fourth unknown title, but everyone, at least online, is saying it's not going to be a huge one. It's going to be some sort of like Xbox indie thing.
Yeah.
No one knows, though, so it should be interesting.
Sounds like Fable is the thing that people have been the most excited about.
You would think so, but those dudes who are horny for car games are going to be extra horny for Forza. You know it.
True.
When that trailer pops off and it's like, check out the ass of this car. And I was like, oh, yeah. Look at the tailpipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we're finally getting some news on Division 3.
Okay.
After being announced in 2023, Julian Garrity, the first games producer, is back on the series, and he says it's going to be a monster. And that he can't share too much, is super excited, and that it's apparently going to have as big of an impact as the first game. My question to everyone out in the world, because I didn't play it. I'm not a big multiplayer shooter PvP guy. What was the impact? Was it like, what was the impact there? I imagine it led to something. Otherwise, why would you say that? But I genuinely don't know. So I'm very curious. But I figured I'd put that onto the ether and see what people in the comments think. Then, this one I love. Again, 2026, year of Cox. Things I'm loving are coming true. Phasmophobia creator is launching Kinetic Publishing to help indies and reject AI and blockchain games. Daniel Knight told GamesIndustry.biz that he wants to do this, has always wanted to do this. The website reads, at Kinetic Publishing, we're here to help developers bring their best ideas to life. We offer funding when you need it and advisory support when you want guidance without losing creative control. That's basically literally the job I want in my life.
Yeah.
Just to like help indie games get made. It's great. I'm here for that. Good work. Good stuff. Then on the Mario front, some Mario stories. Next month in the US and Europe, we're finally getting the release of the My Mario Kids range, which has already been out in Japan for a while. It's Mario-themed products aimed at young children, including wood blocks, sets featuring the characters, items from Super Mario series, which double as amiibo toys, an app for your phone or tablets, a stop-motion series, books, apparel, board game things. It's crazy. There's a ton of stuff. You can look it up. It'll be out February 19th. So if you have a kid who's super into Mario and they're on the younger side, this is the time. Speaking of Mario, the brand new Mario Tennis Fever confirmed it's going to have the most playable characters ever.
It's
going to have Mario, Luigi, Bowser, Princess, blah, 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 blah. But also Goomba, Nabbit, Piranha Plant, Baby Wario, Baby Luigi. At a certain point, half these characters don't have the ability to hold a tennis racket. And they're still playing tennis. So what I'm saying to you at home, what's holding you back from following your dream?
You could be playing tennis too.
If a Goomba can swing a tennis racket, you can achieve your own dreams, is what I'm saying.
If a literal baby can compete in tennis against the Mario.
If Baby Wario can get on the tennis court and hit those balls and defeat Bowser, King of the Koopas, what's holding you back? What's keeping you from doing that? That's what I'm saying.
You can't let this baby talk more shit than you. That's crazy.
2026 is your year. It could be all our years. Maybe the fortune I got wasn't just for me. Maybe it's for all of you. And I'm just here to deliver the message. With a lisp, apparently. And finally, the biggest news of the year for me, maybe this is why 2026 is my year.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2002, we were told by Blizzard Entertainment that we were going to get a game called StarCraft Ghost. And if you are like me, you waited and you waited and you waited and they canceled and then said maybe and then canceled. Well, Windows Central says that acclaimed StarCraft game is coming back, but not as an RTS. Apparently, a StarCraft shooter has been in development since last year. Jason Schreier talked about it in his book at the time, which I think is like the rise and fall and future of Blizzard. And apparently, Far Cry boss Dan Hay, who left Ubisoft in 2021, has been working on a StarCraft shooter with Blizzard ever since. We may actually get something akin to StarCraft Ghost. It could be happening. Dodger, I know Blizzard and I have had a rough time lately.
But this is your year.
This is my year. Yes. Thank you for getting me the point I was going to slowly ramble to. Yes. This could be it. They could win me back. We could have StarCraft Ghost.
If they released StarCraft Ghost, people would start to believe again, I think.
I mean, it depends on how many microtransactions there are. But if they released it and it was good, I might believe. I might be, I'm a believer. I want this. I want it to happen. I hope only for good things. Let's go. I want to shoot some Zerg and blast some Protoss. Really, Blizzard at this point is known for taking an idea a company made and then like making it better.
Mm-hmm.
So, hell, man. 40K. Just go take those games.
Literally, what I was just thinking to myself is like, they have done so much shit with the 40K universe. So many different types of games. So much different media that you can consume. And I think they really need to go, you know what? We got some of the same themes and elements. Maybe we should look at that a little bit.
I mean, literally, it's the same. Like, Warhammer and StarCraft are straight up... Warhammer and Warcraft and 40K and StarCraft are the exact same thing. Literally, the origins are like, we couldn't get the rights to those, so we made our own thing. Right. So it's the same thing. I'm just saying, like, literally go and, like, Space Marine. Space Marine 2 just came out. Fantastic game. Love it to death. Just go take that and make it StarCraft. You'll be fine. I'll play that in a heartbeat. Give me a ghost to play. It'll be fine.
If I could play like a pandemic style game, but you're the Zerg and you just like slowly take over a planet.
That's what I've been saying. And Krendor and I are on this boat. I'm tired of playing as humans. I want to play as like some sort of like ultra gross monstrosity. Yeah. Or, you know, where's our game where you play as an orc? You have to build like an orc base, and but you're building it with trash, but it like works. Like, there's got to be things you could do to make, yeah, like, for all the things that Warhammer's trying to do, they're not doing the things that I think would be the winners. Like, let's make a weird game where you're just goop and you're some hive mind and you're trying to like take over worlds. Like, that's words. But then you got all these fucking nerds. That's right. I call you out. All these assholes who are like, the emperor, the space emperor, you suck. You suck. You worship a dead man on a throne. You're trash people.
He's just a guy.
He's just a man.
He's just a dude.
He doesn't even like you. He doesn't even like you people. And you're like, but the emperor. Get chaosed, nerds.
Dang. We are heretics. What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do, nerd? Nothing. Nothing. You're going to try to shoot me with a las gun and it's not going to work. And then I'm going to impale you with a tentacle and you're going to be like, what a terrible fate. Beeps. I'm invincible in 2026. You can't touch me. This is my year.
This is my year. We're on episode 2, man.
That's all I got.
Oh, I love it. Well, do you want to tell people, like, is any of the stuff that you're doing at MAGFest being streamed? Like, can they observe you at MAGFest at all? Or
I assume you'll be able to watch Versus tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, and then tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Tonight is audience members. It's kind of like our fun version of the show, where it's pure chaos. And then tomorrow is sort of the celebrity version. We have other guests come on and they do the same thing that audience members will do tonight. It's very fun. It's always been a treat. Elizabeth and I are hosting. It's got game trivia. It's got video game challenges. It's got all sorts of goofery. And it's the single most fun panel / show I do at any convention. Anytime, it is always the best.
It sounds ridiculous in a very good way.
Yes, it's the entire team puts on a great show. It's the 9th year it's existed, and it's fantastic. So if you want to watch, it'll be, I assume, on the MAGFest stream Twitch channel. Nice. But it'll be there. Yeah, so check it out, and I'll be there. I'll be here doing that till Sunday.
Cool. Anything else you want to shout out that's happening?
Man, this coming week? I know people were asking about that guy that I just complained about. That'll be probably Tuesday's too old for this, so I don't have to give anyone names. Just go watch that. But that's it for me, really.
Awesome. I'm starting Deltarune next week, probably starting on Tuesday. I don't know anything about it. I'm going in totally blind, so that should be very fun. But otherwise, yeah, just normal streams, I think. Trying to, maybe I'll go look up what the other plagues are just to make sure that I'm good, you know? We haven't had locusts.
I'm worried. I'm worried for you, but it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to say,
yes,
the roast I'm getting from chat is hilarious. The amount of like, list Jesse calling everyone nerds is too funny. List Jesse sounds like the ultimate Reddit mod that my parents told me about. Like, just getting destroyed in chat right now. And honestly, whatever, man. If it made you laugh, I don't care anymore. It's like, it's what can I do? I can't stop it. So,
yeah. Your joy fuels him. Enjoy. So it's fine.
Yeah, but also the fact that I tried to start a bunch of beef with the Lisp is primo content. So
it's very good. Yeah.
Enjoy.
Hey, if you enjoyed Geekenders today, you can watch all of the past Geekenders on youtube.com/Jesse Cox. We're also on the podcast apps and things if you'd like to listen to us. We'll be back next Friday. Hopefully with an Octo. Awesome.
Hopefully with an Octo. Also, man, oh man, I'm talking to a bunch of guests for the future that are like, they shouldn't be on our show. They actually are games industry professionals who should avoid this show at all costs. But they're like, I'd love to come on. What are you doing?
Here's the thing. We can't put the bar too high.
Right.
Because then the expectations are going to be like, we pull that all the time. We can't pull like that all the time, you know?
They're going to come on the show and be upset that I don't have a delightful lisp.
They're listening right now to be like, what is this show about? And they're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is just so cute.
Yeah, look at him. He's so antagonistic, but he's a goofball with his lispy lisp.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to hear my normal voice and be like, ugh.
Ew.
No, he was just an asshole.
Never mind. He's just a guy, just like the emperor. I can't keep getting betrayed this way.
A dead man on the throne of lies. Yeah.
Have a fantastic day, everybody, and a fantastic week, and we'll see you next time. So long.
Bye.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geekenders podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geekenders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.